AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump talked today to top defense contractors. The subject? Ballooning costs of weapon systems and the new Air Force One.
The president-elect has tweeted his frustrations about the expense of the new presidential jet.
We're looking to cut a tremendous amount of money off the press.
A message Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg clearly got.
We work on Air Force One because it's important to our country, and we're going to make sure that he gets the best capability and that it's done affordably.
At his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Trump also met with Lockheed Martin CEO Marillyn Hewson about the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, whose costs he's called out of control. Top Pentagon procurement officers also took part, and Trump told reporters they are very good negotiators. Mark Smith at the White House.
The housing market continues to grow in America.
It was a slight gain on a month-to-month, less than 1% gain in home sales, but from 1 year ago, a large, substantial 15% growth in home sales.
Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, says last month's prices were boosted by a shortage of homes for sale.
In November, the median price was $234,900, an increase of 6.8% from 1 year before.
New York City police have identified a suspect in the heist of a bucket of gold.
New York police believe the thief who swiped an 86-pound bucket of gold flakes from the back of an armored truck and ran away, well, walked away given the weight of the haul, is 53-year-old Julio Novello. They describe him as a career criminal from New Jersey who's been deported to his native Ecuador several times. The broad daylight theft, September 29th, was captured on surveillance video. Police say they think Novello is hiding out in the Los Angeles area with the gold, which is estimated to be worth more than $1.5 million. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. It's common in the U.S. for doctors to cut the umbilical cord almost immediately after birth of a child with 15 to 20 seconds to spare. But Dr. Tanze Razu at the National Institutes of Health says doctors should consider waiting at least 30 seconds.
A, the baby is more stable, their blood pressure is normal, and if you follow them long enough, they don't have iron deficiency anemia. Because, you know, when the blood comes in, it is not just the red cells, but there's also plasma. And plasma has a lot of iron.
The new mother of quintuplets kept her excitement in check for the first 6 months of her pregnancy, even putting off setting up a nursery. But Margaret Bodinette could finally take a sigh of relief after a team of Phoenix doctors delivered 5 early Christmas presents, all wrapped up in hospital blankets. Santa Claus even stopped by today to see the quintuplets. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.